Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
You know, we're doing pretty well, but I got to tell you this, Stephen. We dropped the ball with you last weekend because didn't you go to high school in San Diego?
I did.
So we didn't even ask you, you know, what it was like or what it was going to be like going back to play in your hometown. Now we can ask you after the fact. What was it like going back to San Diego?
It was really nice. You know, the best two high school teams they play in that stadium, and unfortunately, we never got close. So to get to play in that stadium as a professional and in front of all my family, I mean, I got probably about 60 family members still down there. So it was really enjoyable.
So you have 60 family members. How many tickets did you have to come up with?
Well, I came up with 45 tickets, and a whole bunch of other people were able to purchase some.
So you were cashing in. I mean, you came up with 45 tickets. You had to cash in some favors and and twist some arms, didn't you, to get that many tickets?
You know what I did? I think the thing that helped me out the most is I'm one of the oldest guys in the team, so I have a little bit more seniority than I used to, you know, 6-7 years ago.
It sounds like the bully just taking the lunch away from the kid in school here.
you gotta elaborate on that.
you just going and taking the tickets away from Devin McCourty, or what are you doing here?
Oh, no. You know, there's a lot of guys that are they're not from the West Coast. So, you know, I put in the order, and they had the amount. And so I think everyone got the tickets they were requesting. So I think Chung beat me out. I think he might have had, like, 50 tickets or something. He had, you know, he's from the L.A. area also. So he had a big amount, too.
Steve, you got to stop playing these games for nothing. I mean, you're playing a game for free. You're up in those nut kinds of numbers.
I know. Crazy, huh? But, you know, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to have my family watch me compete. So it's something special, especially in my hometown. And it was neat to get back there. So it was awesome.
You know, it was a strange game in a way because it felt like you guys were dominating them without getting a lot of yards in the first half. In the second half, you put together a good drive, and it looks like it's just going to be a nice, easy victory. And then they came back. Well, let me ask you about the one part that was really strange, and that was the backwards pass that nobody really understood was a backwards pass until the Patriots jumped on the football. How often do you think of those situations? And as a lineman, you're looking at the guy in front of you. Is it difficult for you to handle your job as a lineman and then realize what's going on behind you and realizing that there's a live ball on the field?
Well, I tell you what, I was actually with Nick Kayser, we were watching the hockey game last night, and you could tell by the crowd's, you know, how the crowd reacts, what's kind of going on. It's similar in football. You sit there and you hear the crowd gasp a little bit, you know, and you're on the road or you're at home, it means two different things. You know, either there's going to be a sack or it's a long ball, someone's about to score a touchdown or something. So it's kind of weird. You hear like a little lull in the crowd, and then I always look around and I try to find a referee. If they didn't blow the whistle and they're looking at the ball or something, finish that play, try to get on it. I mean, that's the possession is that can be challenged. So, you know, just try to finish the play no matter what. And that's something that, you know, we try to work on situational football in every situation. No matter what, if the ball's laying on the ground, you go pick that thing up because you never know what could have happened behind you or anything. So just secure that ball whenever you can.
How many times in the time that you've been playing for Bill Belichick have you done something in practice and thought to yourself, what the hell am I ever going to use this for? And then have it come so that you went, oh, okay, now I get it.
Well, yeah, you know, we do, like I said, lots of stuff in practice, and then we watch a lot of film of other games. And it's just like, this is the situation. This is what you can do. This is what, you know, these are the options. You know, be ready for this, be ready for that, you know. And it really helps you out. And as far as a fan, which I was 10 years ago, man, I've really learned so much about the sport of football. It's pretty cool.
You know, one of the best nicknames in the NFL is the Williams Wall, and it's appropriate. What's it like trying to block those two just giants that the Vikings have there in the middle of their line?
It is a challenge. you have two really, really good players, big, physical, quick, surprisingly real quick, you know, and they can move, they clog up that middle, and then you got two really good edge rushers, and then their linebackers are unbelievable too. So they have a really good front seven. It's going to be a challenge for us this week, but we've worked hard this week, and hopefully we'll be ready to go for them. So just got to pack a big lunch and bring it to work that day, that's for sure.
when you watch the Vikings on film and when you look at the names and Pat Williams and Kevin Williams and Jared Allen and all those guys, and then you look at the stats that tells you they're 30th in the league in sacks, how do those two things coincide?
You know, I don't know. They just haven't started clicking yet. Hopefully they won't click for another week. You know, that's what's important for us. Hopefully we can just keep them out of there and give Tom enough time. But, yeah, it's unbelievable what you know, they're doing really good on tape, and it's, you know, half a second here, a quarter of a second there. I mean, they're right back there doing some damage. So hopefully we can protect long enough and give Tom enough time to figure out what he needs to do and where to go with the ball and have some success.
When you're approaching a team that's been struggling a little bit, and the Vikings so far this season have been on the struggling side, somewhere in the back of your mind, is there something saying, well, you know this isn't going to last? I mean, you know that they're better than this, and you're worried that this is the Sunday when they figure it all out?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we played Tennessee last year, and I think they were 0-6, 0-7 in that snow game. And it's just like, man, this team is dangerous. They have so much talent, and, you know, it's going to turn around for them at some point. And, you know, if we let it turn around for them, it can. So we just get, you know, you just have to buckle down, and everyone has to play good team football and really try not to let them get back on track that week.
Now, Bill Belichick, at his weekly press gathering today, said his best Halloween costume ever was when he went as John F. Kennedy during the Bay of Pigs affair.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Cuban Missile Crisis it was, yeah. Now, what was your best Halloween costume?
Best costume. I don't really get too amped up for getting dressed up and everything. Let's see. I had a really good idea once, but I never followed through.
You got to tell us what it was.
Well, I was going to be, you know, on the 13th Warrior, grow the beard out, do the whole thing. One problem is I didn't have 13 other really big guys to do with me, or 12 other big guys.
You only had four? You only had four you could come up with?
Yeah. This is back in college. But the problem was I had a shoulder surgery the day before Halloween, so I figured going out trying to be a warrior in a sling probably wasn't a very good idea.
People would have thought it was part of the costume, though.
Yeah, maybe. I was a guy with a hurt arm. So,
Stephen, good luck this weekend against the Vikings. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Enjoy the weekend.
Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thanks.
Thanks, you too. That is Patriots offensive lineman Stephen Neal.